Come on, Greg.
I'm trying to, but you keep it freaking. All right. It doesn't help that, like, I can't. It's like a small lag. I hate you.
I hate you.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to 4 Feet Deep. Just keep laughing at me. Well, it's been a while. A lot of stuff has happened. Not just with us, but in the world. just to get the big one out the way, I got COVID, so that kind of restricted us from coming here and recording and doing what we had to do. So I guess I can talk a little bit what that was like and stuff like that. But before I get on to myself, what's been going on with you? Because I haven't seen you. I've been talking to you plenty, but I haven't like seen you. So
nothing much really. I've had a few COVID scares because I was with Harvin a day before he found out he had COVID. Uh-huh. And I was with you a day before you found out you had COVID. And so I got scared, thought I had COVID. I've been safe. Don't know how, because I've been with you guys the whole entire time. Mm-hmm. But luckily, I haven't had COVID.
Yeah, like I said, like you said, it's honestly just really surprising because not only were we both in close contact with Harvin, you know, but then like we hung out literally like 2 days before, 2 or 3 days before I found out, you know, and that was before I went to Jasmine's dad's house. You're very lucky. Your immune system said yes. a little bit of like how that was for me. Like I said, I was at Jasmine's dad's house because we went to go watch his dog for the week. Mm-hmm. Just for a day, really, over that weekend. And we had gone to this barbecue place that I can't remember what the name of it was, but we went to this barbecue place and I've never eaten there before, but she loves it. And she's like, "Oh, this is a really good place and you're going to like it a lot," and blah, blah, blah. I was like, "Okay, yeah, sure." And she's like, "We have to try the blackberry cobbler or blueberry cobbler or something like that." And I love blueberry. I love cobbler in general, to be honest with you. So I was pretty excited. So we go there, get through the line, get our stuff. And I was like, I want the hot, because there's like a hot barbecue sauce and like a hot sauce thing that they do there. And so, but at that point, my nose had already kind of been stuffy. Because remember, we were working on my car the day before and like my nose was a little stuffy and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, it's just allergies. So we get back to her dad's house and we sit down to eat. And I noticed that like I couldn't really smell it too much. But I found that if I like, I almost like sneezed, you know, excuse me, and like breathed out through my nose, I could kind of smell and I could kind of taste. And so we started eating and the sausage was really good. I could kind of taste that. But then I noticed that when I put like the hot sauce on stuff or I would dip it in the hot sauce, it wasn't even really hot. So that was a lie. So that was a fucking lie. I couldn't taste it, and like it didn't help with my nose. It didn't like clear up anything. I was like, huh, okay. What else did I? Oh, I think I got like the brisket or something like that. Mm-hmm. Couldn't taste that. And then we get to the cobbler, and I was like, okay, I'm excited for this because I just like sweets. So she heats it up and we go sit down to eat it, and I'm just eating it and I'm like, wow, I can't taste this at all. And so we both start freaking out and we go outside and I'm like trying to breathe because, you know, obviously we know a lot about COVID now, you know, than we did before. We just passed the year anniversary for that. You know that?
Yeah.
You know that? Yeah, that's crazy how long it's been. It doesn't even really feel like that though. It really doesn't.
It's honestly been longer. It's just that no one ever brought it up.
Yeah. I can't taste. And so we're outside, right? And I'm just kind of breathing and, you know, because we're both freaking out at this point. You know, she's like, well, what if you have it? And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what if I have it? You know, and so at some point, then we're just both like, if?
You can't smell, you can't taste.
Well, okay, but like, you know, when you get like a cold or the flu, you know, sometimes that happens. Okay, well, you don't get sick, right? But for me, you know, like if I get a cold or a flu, that's usually a symptom that happens to me. And so I wasn't like super alarmed, you know, because it's a possibility.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, yeah. Knock on wood that you don't get sick. But yeah, you know, I told myself, I was like, well, it's a possibility that it's just allergies or like a cold or something like that. So I go get tested that Monday. And, you know, obviously, yeah, the doctor comes in. Well, I get the triage stuff done. You know, I like get my vitals, stuff like that. Swab me. I hate doing that shit every time, dude, because I don't cry, but so many tears come down my face every time that happens, and like I have to, it feels like I'm bleeding in my nose. But it, yeah, so that's the, if you've had a COVID test done, that's what that's like. You should be able to relate. So it takes like 10 minutes or so for the rapid testing, and big doctor comes in, like doctor, and he comes in and he's like got full gear on, like, you know, blue tourniquet, or not tourniquet, I'm sorry.
Nose cancer.
You have nose cancer. Yeah. He comes in with like two masks on, face shield, like, you know, garments, stuff like that. And he's like, so yeah, you have COVID. I was like, oh, okay, great. Luckily, I didn't get any, like really bad symptoms, you know? I mean, you, like I said, we've been talking a lot over, you know, my quarantine time, but I didn't, you know, get a fever. I didn't get, like, a, what do you call it? A shortness of breath or diarrhea or any of that crap, you know? Getting real personal. yeah, I didn't have any of that stuff, so I was pretty happy with that, you know? And I know how much worse it could be, you know? So, like I said, I'm just really glad that it wasn't terrible. But yeah, that was kind of what my experience was finding out. And then, I mean, like, we all had to do it in the beginning of COVID and just sit in our house for a while, you know? Mm-hmm. And so being here in the house, I mean, I have plenty of things to distract myself, you know? And my mom... she came in here one day. She was like, are you going crazy yet? Like, is it driving you crazy? I was like, no.
This is on a daily basis.
Yeah, this is like, this is our daily, like, thing. You know, we sit here, play video games all day, or just find something to do. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Sleep, you know.
We sleep, reading, watch TV. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, you know. So yeah, I mean, so the quarantining experience wasn't terrible. You know, like I said, because we have to do it before. And then I had to do it like 2 weeks before anyway because of Arvin, you know. But yeah, yesterday I went and got tested again and I was negative. So fully healed, recovered. I will say, though, I noticed that when I was in my voice lesson, it wasn't like hard to breathe. I did just notice that it was a little, I was running out of breath a little faster, you know, so it's not really a shortness of breath, because from what I hear, the shortness of breath is like you really can tell you have, you know, you can't breathe very well. So I just found it a little harder to breathe slightly. But yeah, those high notes were really hard to get up to that past lesson. But yeah, so I mean, I'm fully healed, recovered.
Also, one thing that was really weird was after you and Harvin both said you got COVID, you know, of course, I quarantined myself in my room. I would get a really bad headache, and then after that, I'd be fine. Mm. Like, I would get a headache, so I would just sit in my room, take a nap, go to sleep, whatever. Mm. I wake up, and I'm fine.
Yeah.
And it was only once you guys said, oh, you should be safe, I have COVID. Then I was like, oh, damn.
Now I gotta stay here again. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry to have to do that to you. But hey, so far, knock on wood, you know, you're lucky. So you don't have to worry too much, I guess. You know, just
So even mom's lucky too, because at work people come in, say they don't tell her she has COVID, but she'll tell them the next day, say, "Oh, I have COVID, by the way." And the amount of people mom's been in front of that's had COVID, it just surprised me how she hasn't gotten yet.
I think it's just your sister.
My sister and my dad get sick a lot.
Yeah.
And then you have me and my mom. We get sick like once every few years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't usually get ill often. So this was, it kind of sucked, you know. Like every year I get like a little cold, you know, but it's never like bad.
I get like a small cold, but I don't count that as being sick.
Yeah.
Because it's just a cold.
Yeah, it's like allergies at that point, you know. So yeah, that's kind of what that experience was like to me. We had originally planned to talk about this is a nice segue, I guess, this last episode that we were supposed to record. We were supposed to talk about how Governor Abbott in Texas lifted the mask ban and opened everything to 100%. I did not go to work because that's when I got COVID, I think. Mm-hmm. But when me and Jasmine were at her dad's, before I like noticed everything, we went out and like, dude, everything, like everyone was out, like no masks at all. You know, they were walking up and down the street, like talking to people, like nothing, no freaking virus is out, you know? And we were just talking to each other, like, America is stupid. These people, man, like, I don't get it. You gotta say something.
I forgot what I was about to say.
I remember.
I think it was Australia. They don't have any, have cases. It's just nowhere near.
No, not even that. Like, I think, I don't know if it's like just big cities.
Because I know in Australia, people just walk around without a mask. Mm-hmm. They're fine.
Yeah, because they listen to their people, you know, like, hey, stay inside. Don't, if you're going over to somebody's house, ensure that you've been tested, you know, like it can't be this many people. Cause I know in Germany it was the same way where like you could not go to other people's houses actually. Mm-hmm. And if you did, you'd actually get in trouble. You could get fined for it. I don't know if that's how it was in Australia, but, I just know that they really stayed inside. You know, and now they have like no new cases. They're walking around with no masks on, you know. I mean, if Americans go there, they'll just mess it up.
As we do everywhere.
Yeah. But yeah, I really think that Abbott was like, I think he's a little over his head with this whole thing. I mean, not every like Republican, not to get too political, you know, is the same.
Yeah.
You know, but I think right now a lot of them are blinded with all this craziness that's going on, you know, and Governor Abbott happens to be that guy. And Ted Cruz, remember shortly before he, like, oh no, it was when we were having our snow crisis in Texas. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys know. I don't even know if we had an episode by then.
No,
did
we did.
We did?
Wait.
I don't think we did. Because we couldn't come here.
No, we still came here.
We did?
I'm pretty sure.
I cannot remember. But no, we did not. I don't remember. But either way, when the snowpocalypse happened here, Ted Cruz fled. He, like, him and his family left Texas to go.
No, we did. I'm pretty sure. Because I think it was me and Harvin.
Was it? Yes, you are correct. Mm-hmm. You are very correct. Sorry. But regardless, you know, freaking Ted Cruz fled Texas and he went to, like, Cancun. And it was, like, this huge meme, like, everywhere, too. So I'm sure everyone's heard of it by now, but I remember him who's like, he was saying, oh, I was just sending my family or like sending my daughters because they wanted to go on a vacation, you know, somewhere else. I was like, well, yeah, but like,
so do we.
Yeah, but you have your suitcase, you know, your belongings. So that must mean you're going too, you know, and he tried to admit it. But yeah, so Teddy Boy left, and then he came back, and then he was like, oh, I just wanted to send my family on a really nice vacation, you know, like, come on, bud.
We all know what you're doing. Yeah, you're just going because you were cold.
Yeah, no, not even that. It's just he came back and he's like, damn, all these people on my head, you know, like giving me all this backlash. Like, damn, now I got to like be a good, senator, you know, like, but yeah, so that was funny. But yeah, Governor Abbott lifting that stuff is, I think, you know, really, really stupid. And I think that'll definitely increase the cases here, which will then in turn end up like, you know, making us go back to where we were like a couple weeks ago, you know. I'm just nervous because there's a lot of people that you know, we have family here, you know, and some of that family's older, you know, and you know, if we go out with them or they go out by themselves, you know, I'm worried that they're gonna be wearing their mask, and maybe some people are just gonna be like, take it off, you know, because I'm worried about that when I go to work now, because there have been plenty of people that have come to my Walmart and they've like yelled at associates because they're wearing their masks. They're like, you're sheep, you need to take that off and blah blah blah. And you know, I'm worried that my poor little grandma or grandpa, you know, are gonna get yelled at by these people, and some of them get pretty physical, I think, you know. But not only that side, you know, just I'm worried that they're going to get it and something really bad's going to happen. Because my grandpa had it and my grandma.
Yeah, I remember telling you about it.
Yeah, they both had it. And my grandpa was actually in the hospital with, like, on a breathing machine because it was so bad.
It also doesn't help that he's an older guy, though.
What's that?
It doesn't help that he's older.
Yeah. But, I mean, now he's okay. We've talked plenty of times between now and then. But, yeah, I just super disagree with that, but I'm not the governor, you know, so I couldn't say anything about that. So if you guys haven't known by now, the Snyder Cut came out finally. We haven't watched it yet. We've been meaning to, and we were going to get Eli on to so that way we can kind of all do like a little review of how that was and stuff. Apparently it's supposed to, like, it was supposed to have competed with Marvel, like in their universe. Apparently it was so good, but it's 4 hours long, so
that's the only reason I haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, it's just
every time I watch movies it's at nighttime, like 1-2 in the morning, and I don't want to be up until like 5-6.
I don't want to be up like hella late at night just watching a DC. Honestly, I don't really like the DC universe too much. I like Batman and like Batman, you know, but Joker. Joker is really good too.
This, like, last Batman arc.
Yeah, the whole Batman, like the Batman side of DC, I like. You know, I like all that stuff, but other than that, I really don't know too much. I never really watched like Man of Steel or like any of the Superman.
Well, I mean, I've watched the movies. It's just that I never got into them.
I don't know. Marvel just has like so much depth. I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, DC is a lot darker, but I think I value the depth of the story of the characters and like their developments. You know, I mean, like, take, for example, Tony Stark, you know, like, playboy, you know, genius, dickhead, you know, to, like, savior of the universe. You know dickhead. What I mean? And dickhead, yeah. Like, can't forget that. But, yeah, I just like their character development, you know? And I think I know why. Because they've redone so much of the DC stuff over the years. I just like thought about that.
It's because they can't find one good person to play the characters.
Yeah, because but they had Christian Bale, man. That was the best damn Batman. I truly think that was the best damn Batman that was Batman could be, you know. And I'm just so sad that he didn't. I don't know if it was like a conflict on his side or if there was a conflict between him and the director or whatever. But dude, that was the Batman, you know. When I think of Batman, that's who I think of. And when I think of Joker now, I either think of Joaquin Phoenix or I can't remember his name. It's on the tip of my tongue, but the other guy. Gosh, I can't remember his name.
Which one?
The other guy that played his Joker.
Like, which one?
Which movie? The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember his name, though. What is his name?
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger. Yes. Heath Ledger is the other guy.
Amazing.
Yeah. The amount of depth he went through, like, you know, how deep he went into the character development for him, you know?
Improv a lot of that, too.
Yeah.
Like with the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, and if I'm not wrong, I think the party, too, mm-hmm. where he throws Rachel off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think that was, there, some of that was improv as well. But, gosh, man, that Heath Ledger was a really good Joker, and I'm so sad that he didn't, like, get a chance to see the movie, because I don't think he did. Because he passed like right after he was done, mm-hmm. I think. But yeah, man, that was a really good Joker. And alongside, well, him and Joaquin Phoenix are actually friends, mm-hmm. and so it was cool to see that Joaquin Phoenix took on that role in such a different light, you know.
Yeah.
But the newest Joker movie, yeah, with the one with Joaquin Phoenix, is that one probably is my favorite solo a lot Joker.
Of improv in it.
Yeah.
Even the stairs, the dancing on the stairs wasn't supposed to be in.
Yeah. And then the him getting into the fridge, yeah, like that was
dancing in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's such a good actor, man. And I think, you know, if they were to make a Batman with Joaquin Phoenix's like Joker universe, he would be amazing as Joker mm-hmm. again. I mean, he'd be old as hell, but you know, and it's just like, well, I mean, for example, you know, going back to, you know, how much they've just redone everything, you know, there's so many different Batmans. And like Ben Affleck, I mean, I haven't seen the Snyder Cut, and apparently the Batman in Snyder Cut is a lot better. And I personally just didn't really like Ben Affleck as Batman. He just, I don't know, it didn't really capture that image of him, in my opinion. But I did like Wonder Woman for Batman versus Superman. She was a pretty good actor. Did you ever watch the Wonder Woman movies or no?
No, sorry. I looked up how old Joker is.
Mm-hmm. There's a theory that he's like immortal.
It says the Batman will see Joker at the age of 84.
My goodness. That's like...
Hey, yo.
Well, okay. Then low-key, that would kind of make sense. Mm-hmm. If they made like a Joaquin Phoenix Joker like universe... Mm-hmm. And they had a Batman in there, that would kind of make sense. And really, because I think, okay, I'm excited for the new Batman that's about to come out. With out? Yeah, it's got Robert Pattinson in it.
Oh
yeah, we can watch the trailer real quick. Actually, just watch it real quick. See, yeah. Oh shit, it's coming out this year. I forgot about that. But yeah, so like I'm excited for this one personally, because I like how DC's dark,
mm-hmm.
but I just don't like how they've redone a lot of stuff. But this, I don't know why, this really gets me excited. I like Shazam too. I don't know if you watched Shazam.
Never watched it.
Yeah, but that was pretty good. That was like pretty comedic. But yeah, so that's something I'm excited for sure. Whenever that comes out, I'd very much be happy to watch it and give a review. So yeah. But whenever we finally get the time to watch the Snyder Cut, you know, honestly, we've got to just bring Eli over here and, you know, just sit down and watch it with him. Mm-hmm. That and Godzilla versus King Kong is coming out.
We're watching on Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah, and we're going to watch it. So review on that here pretty soon. Oh shoot, we didn't even go to break. I forgot about that. Well, let's go to break real quick, and then we'll be right back with more conversation. Hey guys, welcome back from the break. some exciting news that I received over my quarantine break time. I got accepted into the college that I was applying for. So not only did I accept it into the college itself, but then I also got accepted into the School of Music. So I will be transferring this fall over there. It's going to be a little weird. Hopefully by then you'll have your computer stuff figured out. Because if, what do you call it? If the kid at the little, the kid at the computer zone place that we were at earlier is correct, around summertime is when those graphics cards should be back in stock. So that way you can get that out of the way. But I think we'll make it work. I think it'll be all right. Yeah, I mean, you got arm.
If I do go to the school I want to go to.
Yeah.
We'll only be like 30 minutes away.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't be too bad. I think, I mean, if anything, you know, we can meet somewhere or, you know, I can go wherever you're at and I can go, or you can come to me. Honestly. Yeah, we can alternate or whatever. Or we can do it virtually like this. Oh, not like this. We're in person right now. But, or we can do it virtually. You know, you'll have a better mic quality. So it really won't be too bad. You know, we can just Zoom and then you do how, you know, I'm doing it right now. We just record on Audacity. So it won't be too bad, I think. apartment hunting. I've started apartment hunting and so have you. We've both kind of shared what we've been looking at. And, it's not okay for Houston. That's like not like the prices you're finding like around like what 680 to 700 something is like not bad.
Like 780, like 820.
Yeah, like it's not. That's
it's actually really good.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper than I thought it was gonna be because I mean,
I did too. Because the first few apartments I looked at were like around 1,000,
mm-hmm.
and then I just kept searching, and then I asked the lady I've been talking to at the school I wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me some websites to go look onto, and I found some and I found some cheaper ones on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ones I've been finding are around like 680 to like 780 range. I did find the one that I sent you for just like the studio. It's like 759 or something like that. But they have all these deals because like it's not college owned, but it's like so close, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of deals for college students and stuff like that. So, like $15 off your rent and like all the application fees are like waived and stuff like that. So that's really nice. And I mean, the apartments are nice. Like I showed you, it's really not that bad. And the ones you showed me are actually really, really nice. I like those a lot.
Yeah,
I wish that there was something like that where I'm at.
I mean, the ones I've been looking at are like, they're like in downtown Houston, basically.
And you know, that surprised me still because, you know, you think of like big city, it's like, you know, more expensive places to live.
The only thing that doesn't come with is I would have had a furnish it myself.
Oh, so like everything is included in the bill, like electricity, water.
I just have to furnish.
Wow. That's kind of how the studio is for me. Like, everything is included except for the electricity. But, like, it comes with, you know, all the bathroom stuff, obviously, the washer and dryer, and fridge, microwave, oven, stuff like that. I think the only thing I'd actually have to bring is, like, a little bit of, like a dresser, like my dresser, or I don't think I need to bring my bed because I think it comes with one, but I'm not 100% positive. But, yeah, but even the one bedroom is, like, 900 something, which is not terrible, really, because when Jasmine was living in her old apartment, it was like 900 and something a month for a studio that was a lot smaller than that studio that I showed you.
Yeah.
You know, so she was getting kind of ripped off there, but.
And I would say, I'm not sure if it comes with a washer or dryer, but I know there's a washer and dryer place, like a laundromat close by.
Mm-hmm. Where all your washer and dryer stuff is. So it's nice that that's there, but a couple of the other apartments I was looking at, they have like an on-site facility where you can go do laundry and stuff like that. I was trying to find houses. It's either you live in the super rich area, so like the rent's over $1,000 a month, or you live where like, you know, all the crackheads and stuff like that. Yeah. Live and it's cheaper. And I was talking to my dad about it and he was like, you know, if you have to live in a crack house because you have to, it's not that bad. I was like, I mean, I guess.
Like a year or two.
I guess, you know, but it was just also more like the area is just really, really bad, you know, and I don't want to have to be claiming insurance every day because somebody breaks into my house, you know what I mean? But, I mean, maybe I have not been up there at all, you know, in Huntsville, so I haven't really seen the area. I haven't gotten a feel of anything. Mm-hmm. But the virtual tours look really nice to the campus, you know. But I haven't, like, gone apartment hunting up there physically. I haven't. I mean, like, because I was talking to somebody, and they said they found a house for, like, $350 a month. Like, and when they said that, I was like, is somebody, like, helping you or something?
Like, no.
Yeah, for real. Like, and she was like, no, it's not that bad. And I was like, wow. So, yeah, I mean, apartment hunting has been pretty okay. You know, I'm glad it's going okay for you, too. But, yeah, so aside from that, are you ready for our beginning of our pain journey for weight loss?
Honestly, yeah. I'm excited.
I think, because you know how much you weigh right now, right?
Yes.
How much you weigh?
275 after I eat.
275
after I eat. So like 270 probably.
Like in the morning when you wake up, mm-hmm. and like less clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say like a safe bet for me is probably like 215, mm-hmm. somewhere around there. And our heights are significantly different. So for you, it's a little bit more like, okay, you know, yeah. like you have much to lose, you know, but mm-hmm. It's not hurting you really.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I'm only like 5'5". So like, I'm like severely overweight right now. Yeah. I think
I looked it up. You're not severely overweight. Severely overweight is if you're like 230.
Yeah. I think, the average, I guess, for like a 5'5" person mm-hmm. is like 174 or something like that. Yeah, that's what I think it is, and I'm definitely not that. So I have quite the journey to do that. Really, for me, I just want to lose my gut. That's really about it. Because I mean, everything else I'd say is like pretty okay. Excuse me, I have chicken legs, and maybe I'd like to bulk those up a little bit more. But other than that, I'd really say that's all I really would care to lose is my belly, and obviously just weight in general. So I'm hoping my body takes well to the workouts and stuff.
So according to this list, a person that's 5'5" average is 114 to 144.
Ah.
And a person average at 6 foot is 140 to 177.
Okay, so I guess, well, when I was talking to a recruiter but to me,
uh-huh. I feel like being 5'5", 190 isn't bad.
No, I'd say it's pretty okay.
So I just want to get down to like 220.
I don't know if the military like goes off differently or like if that's like the official list that they have or whatever, but I think 174 was where I needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It honestly might have been like the limit to like how fat I could be before I got to the military. But yeah, obviously I didn't get into the military, so I know. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad I didn't because, you know, I was just fresh out of high school and I was like, wow, I don't know what the heck I'm going to do. So let's go to the military. But I wised up. Not to say the military is bad. Just glad
it's
I did.
It's not for everyone.
No, it's not for everyone. You got to have a certain mindset mm-hmm. to do that kind of stuff. So thank you for all who's serving, but I cannot do that.
And future thank yous to Eli.
Yeah, Eli is going to be going to basic here soon, actually, mm-hmm. if you guys remember him from the Godzilla episode. He's, I think, sometime during the summer, right?
Is it like during the summer or the start of the summer?
Yeah, which is going to suck for him because the summer, so, yeah, it's gonna be super hot. It's like you can't, because when I was talking to the Navy recruiter back mm-hmm. when I was trying to join, he was like, it's not a win-win situation, it's a lose-lose situation. Either you go in the summer and it's like super hot, or you go in the winter and it's like super cold.
I'd rather go in the winter, honestly.
Yeah, personally, I just like the cold better, mm-hmm. so I definitely would have rather gone in the winter time. And I think for like the Navy, you have to swim a lot,
yeah,
obviously, you know, and when it's like cold as hell like that, I can only imagine what it's like when it's like negative in Chicago, because that's where it's at, yeah, you know, and it's like, Jesus, man, I couldn't even imagine getting in the water like that. Like, I've taken an ice bath before, and it's not that bad. And I know you have, definitely, with football, you know, and I'm assuming it's, it's not really not that bad, but in the ocean? Fuck that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't even swim, so.
I don't know why that was funny. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. That's good. So, yeah, that's, you know, that's just kind of a lot of what's been going on lately. Just recovering from COVID, getting accepted in the school, and, you know, just kind of trying to catch up on a lot of stuff, you know. But that's it for today, really. Just a little bit of, you know, catching up on what the heck's been going on. A lot going on in this. Oh, gosh, the cats are hissing at each other. Thank you guys for listening so much and sticking around and waiting for us to release another episode. And now hopefully we'll get back on our normal schedule and things will be much better. So, thank you guys so much for listening again. And we hope you have a good rest of your day, good night, good morning, possibly. So, we'll catch you next time.
All right, bye.